So closing comments, Linda, any thoughts about this experience here?
I mean, I think that my takeaway from just listening to everyone is that ovarian cancer is really just a different disease. And I think my feeling is more similar to, based on my experience, you know, sort of the feeling in pancreas, that all of these mutations in the HR pathway, they're not created equal. That, you know, we see clinically that probably PALB2 is the one that is behaving most like BRCA2 in breast. And so I do think that there's something there. Those data, again, are going to be forthcoming. But, you know, I think that if we look ahead to really be more precise about selecting the optimal patients, I think we need to have, you know, the germline status. And I think we need to really look to see, has there been that second hit? You know, is there LOH, loss of heterozygosity, in that tumor? And that it likely explains a lot for breast and probably, it sounds like, for prostate in terms of why we don't see responses in some of these cases.
Final comment from Mike.
I have three summary comments. The cross-pollination was really helpful. First of all, with the ovarian cancer data that was so strong in the sort of pseudo-adjuvant setting, I'll call it, tells us that we really need to think about doing this in the adjuvant setting for pancreatic cancer. We know most patients with pancreatic cancer, their disease recurs, and if we can actually have the kinds of curves that we did in ovarian cancer with long-term PARP inhibitor use for the DDR-deficient subgroup of patients, that could be a remarkable sea change for pancreatic cancer. The second thing I didn't realize is that with so much success, I think in some ways we see more resistance develop earlier in pancreatic cancer. And so I think we can maybe turn the tables and teach the other colleagues how to look for resistance pathways sooner. And then the universal theme is that we really need to be testing these patients for germline mutations and for somatic mutations.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to the faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for this special audio spin-off program of a satellite CME symposium held at the 2019 AACR meeting.